For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Nearly 4,000 firefighters are battling the massive Mendocino Fire Complex that's charred 290,000 acres and is only 34% contained. CAL FIRE's Battalion Chief Jonathan Cox says hot, dry conditions are fueling the fire.
We're seeing alignment of both the wind, the vegetation, and the topography in some areas that has caused this exponential explosive growth in the area.
Evacuations were ordered for cabins and campsites in Southern California's Cleveland National Forest after a new blaze broke out and quickly blackened 700 acres. The Holy Fire near Los Angeles is burning for the second day, and nearby residents are preparing to evacuate. The Holy Fire is now 400 acres and is only 2% contained. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris Show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
The United States will impose a 25% tariff on an additional $16 billion worth of Chinese goods starting in about 2 weeks, according to the U.S. Trade Representative. Customs and Border Protection will begin to collect the new duties on 279 Chinese imports, including motorcycles, railway cars, and thermometers. The latest bunch of tariffs comes after the United States imposed $34 billion in tariffs on Chinese products, including industrial machinery, office equipment, electronic medical devices, and vehicles on July 6th. China also proposed new retaliatory tariffs ranging from 5% to 25% against the United States on more than 5,000 U.S. goods worth $60 billion on Friday. On August 1st, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 81 points as traders were concerned over reports of the tariff increases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A new study is revealing that older Americans are increasingly turning to bankruptcy. USA's Chris Barnes has a closer look.
Reduced income, increased health care costs, and a lack of savings. All of the issues combined are fueling the increase in bankruptcy filings by older Americans. That's according to new research from the Consumer Bankruptcy Project, showing that those over 65 are filing for bankruptcy at a rate three times more than 30 years ago, and those nearing retirement age are also filing for bankruptcy in much larger numbers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tony Blas is a Queens plumber who's been flushing out child predators one at a time. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
He started an all-volunteer group called Team Loyalty Makes a Family. Since June, he's already caught nine men trying to meet up with underage girls by live-streaming his confrontations and releasing the chat logs, his latest sting nabbing a teacher. But Blas says stopping predators starts with parents.
Grab your child's phone, look through the internet, see who they're talking to. You know, see who their friends are, because you never know.
One of the alleged predators he confronted was a teacher who showed up to meet a supposed 15-year-old girl. Blas put that video of his confrontation on the internet. The man was identified, someone called police, and the teacher faces charges for attempting to endanger the welfare of a child. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.